Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there. Welcome to the Living in COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Augusto Oliveira and I'm in the second year of Licenciatura in Letras at UNESP BUCI. Well, during this pandemic situation and quarantine we live since March, I'm sure that we all have been learning a lot of things. It can be related to learning some language, a new type of dance, a new way to do the things that we used to do in life before. However, we learn something new every day. That's the feeling. For me, the most important thing that I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic is that I can do whatever I want. That's serious. In the beginning of the quarantine, I was so afraid. Beyond the sanitary condition of the world, of course, I knew that I would have to deal with the fact that my academic life didn't stop. Someday, I would have to do some homework only by the computer. I would have to do group activities only by online meetings. I would have to set up and teach some classes only by the internet, and I would run into these problems. Yeah, it was tough to think about all this stuff, so I started to try. Every day, if something hasn't worked how I expected, I tried again. I did this with my college obligations, my job, my extension projects, and I discovered some technological abilities that I didn't know that I have until I had to use them. Therapy, I learned that I'm able to face my problems and solve them with patience, calm, and wisdom. I learned also how to manage my time. Sometimes I feel like I'm a procrastinator, okay? And being home, the level of self-discipline we need to have is bigger than being in a college institution. Therefore, I have been forcing myself to be disciplined since March, because this is the only way than not to go crazy with all the tasks to be performed. You all know that, alright? I feel now like I'm fuller of information than before. I'm also more rational when I have a short time to do a lot of tasks. And the pandemic has been hard, of course, but it was the reason of my evolution in this aspect that I mentioned. Right, that's it. Let's be positive and believe in the changing of our actual world condition. Okay, thank you for listening and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILCI, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.